What about EGFR TKIs in the adjuvant setting for mutation-positive patients?
Well, you know, that's always a tricky question. It comes up all the time right now. There is, of course, a trial called RADIANT, which is testing that. So the proper answer to that, you know, is you should do this on a clinical trial. But as you and I both know, that if it's, you're looking the patient in the eye and you don't have the trial open at your center, or many people don't want to be randomized, what do you do? There are a couple of centers around the country that have developed trials just for that indication. There are data just out today that Tarceva as maintenance therapy improved time to progression in patients with advanced metastatic disease. We certainly know that these agents are active, and that was an unselected group of patients. So in the adjuvant setting, in someone with a mutation, you know that they have definitely, you know, increased responsiveness. The question is, there are no data. You can look at the SWOG-023 trial, which used gefitinib as adjuvant therapy after chemo radiation, and you could even warn someone that in that case it was harmful. No one can explain why. It was a different setting. It was an unselected setting. It was patients who had received pretty harsh chemo radiation up front. Then you could say, okay, well, we could give you the erlotinib, but for how long? Do you do it for a year? Do you do it for 2 years? So what I started doing now is having a discussion with a patient. I try to encourage them to go to a site where there is a clinical trial. If they're unwilling to do that, I prefer not to do it off protocol. But, you know, if I discuss it with someone and they understand the pros and cons, I don't think it's a wrong thing to do. But certainly that's an area that we really need to have the information on, because we know that even in someone with a stage 2 lung cancer, the chance of recurrence at 5 years could be as high as 30-40%. And if they truly do have a few tumor cells and they're EGFR mutated and they're going to die if they're treated with a period of time with an EGFR inhibitor, that might be the best time to cure them. But we just don't know yet.
You know, it's interesting in terms of how people approach metastatic incurable disease in a solid tumor. You think about breast cancer, people generally are continuously treated. They wait till they progress and they switch to something else. Colon cancer, you see the idea of the holiday. You know, give chemo for a while and stop and then restart it. In lung cancer, from my take, it's been give it, stop, and wait. And now this concept of maintenance. Any thoughts about these different strategies and which ones make the most sense?
Well, we know we're not curing anyone in the metastatic setting. So, you know, watch and wait is just for the lack of anything better. So I, for one, do think maintenance hopefully will make sense. The question is, maintenance at what cost? You know, you would want to have an agent that's reasonably well tolerated with few side effects. Certainly the best maintenance agent would be oral, so the patients can get themselves away from the medical establishment for a bit. And then I think the more effective maintenance agents will be ones specifically designed for any given tumor. Look at the bevacizumab ECOG 4599 trial. That trial included maintenance. And I personally think that once you get the tumor down to a minimal level of bulk, you perhaps are maintaining tumor cells in a dormant or inactive state. Are we going to cure anyone with maintenance? I don't know. Patients often ask me about that. They say, why would anyone want to take a drug for long periods of time? Then I just refer them to other diseases in medicine, like diabetes and other chronic diseases, heart disease, hypertension, where people take drugs and it doesn't cure the problem, but it manages it. So I do think that there is going to be something to this. I think that early evidence that a drug like pemetrexed or erlotinib might have an effect there is encouraging, but I think to truly be active, we're going to have to find the right maintenance drug for any given patient.